the inner sanctum.
Pope loads up. It's a monster kick. It's coming back. He's made it easily. That is a monster. Pope, surely this one's too far out. He's working it back. Buddy style. Oh, what a goal. Travis Cloak is the man for the moment.
Screws out the back. Cloak has kicked the goal. Mike back in front.
Inside the biggest club in the land with Collingwood's Travis Cloak.
Five past seven, RSN 927 Sports, having the inner sanctum. It's taken us a few weeks to find him, Mick, but we finally found him. He's here. Collingwood star Travis Cloak.
He charged through the door this morning. He's ready.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm very good, mate. Yeah, I've been hiding. I'm in hibernation. No, I've had a few things pop up. And when I was meant to come in the other week, I woke up at around midnight and I was in excruciating pain. I didn't sleep. I stood up all night and ended up in rushed to hospital getting an MRI and a couple of epidurals in the back. So I'm all good now, feeling fresh and ready to go.
And you missed a game because of it. So what was the problem?
I've got three discs out of line, pushing on the nerve, and that shot down my leg. And so we injected that to help, and it was all good, and trained the next couple of days. And then I woke up Saturday morning and stood up out of bed and fell over. So that wasn't great. And I went into the game and said, oh, we'll do a test. And they checked, and I lost feeling in my whole foot. So, yeah, it was no good to play that weekend and sat down and and it's taken a little bit of time to come back, but I'm full health and looking forward to, well, this weekend's a week off for me, actually, in the VFL. So, a week off to refresh and get ready to go again.
Last time you were here, you spoke to us and said that in the next, or just after, well, you were going straight from here to Collingwood to catch up with Nathan Buckley. Now, that was the week before Anzac Day. And you remember talking and saying, well, you're not quite sure what was happening and what the coach was going to say. What happened in that meeting? Obviously, you didn't play on Anzac Day, but what was the message?
We had a bit of a chat with Bucks, and at that stage, he hadn't made his mind up, obviously. He hadn't told us yet and hadn't made up the decision of the squad. But, he kind of just said, obviously things aren't going great, not playing great footy. Where's it missing? And we had a bit of a chat, and he came to the conclusion it was best for us not to play that weekend in the seniors, go back to the VFL and have a run around. And happened to be, we got slapped by Essendon VFL side, and that wasn't a great weekend. But so far, I think it's been 4 or 5 weeks I've been potting around the VFL and been doing all right, I think, and hopefully not too far away getting a recall into the seniors.
How did you feel initially when you were told that you weren't going to play Anzac Day? I mean, Anzac Day is a day all players at Essendon and Collingwood alike look forward to. How did you feel initially?
I was pissed off. That's the best way to put it. I debuted 13 years ago on that day, so it was pretty special to me, and I hadn't missed one since, so pretty annoyed, but understanding he's the coach, he makes the call not for the individual, for the team, and I've copped it on the chin and gone back and really worked on my footy the last few weeks, and I think I'm starting to get there, I'm starting to progress, and also I'm going out and enjoying my football, but also playing with a bit of an edge at the moment as well.
How long did it take from that initial feeling to turn your mind around to say, right, I've got to get back and get back into this team?
It probably took till running out in the VFL, realistically, to sink in. And it's probably sad to say that it did take that long. It shouldn't have, but it did. And, I guess the positive thing is I've bought into the VFL program the last few weeks. I haven't gone back and sulked and whinged about the situation. And, I think Dale Tapping, our VFL coach, has been impressed and happy the way I've gone about the attitude, and I'm looking forward to playing wherever I'm required over the next few weeks, and but I'm hanging to get back into the senior side, that's for sure. I've had enough of VFL football.
Trav, the phrase that was used by Bucks was thirst for the contest. I don't think I've ever seen you shirk a contest. Did you accept that phrase?
I didn't accept it, no, but I could probably see where he was coming from. He said I wasn't probably hard enough in the contest, which didn't resonate very well with me. I wasn't very happy with. I think over my career, I've been pretty solid, and that's one thing I've been pretty good with. But he's a coach. You accept what he says. You take it on board, and you go back and try and improve that area. So the physicality of my game, I have improved on over the last few weeks, and made a mental focus to stay in the game, in the moment, for the whole four quarters. It is a cliche, but sometimes your mind does drift here and there, and if you're not having a great game, it's a lot easier to drift away. And that's been the strength that I've been working on most. It's not necessarily getting out, kicking goals, taking marks and whatnot. It's actually getting out there and physically and mentally being involved in the game.
Did you have to learn some of the blokes' names?
Yeah, I've learnt mate, buddy, pal. Still going through that at the moment.
Because, but, I mean, we should explain for our listeners, you've got the AFL squad that all train together, but there's a number in the Collingwood VFL team, there's a number of top-up, well, not top-up players, but VFL-listed players that don't train with the AFL squad. So you're going down fresh with no training under your belt, meeting these guys on the morning of the game, presumably.
Yeah, there's probably anywhere between 10 and 15 boys on the weekend that, well, the first game I hadn't met. And, yeah, I've got to know a fair few of them now, and they're ripping fellas. Over pre-season, we normally get a couple of them in every couple of weeks, and they train with us and do our match sim. And, yeah, they're good fellas, good footballers, and I think they're the ones that have probably made it so much more enjoyable for me. They've welcomed me into their group, accepted what I can bring to them as well, and really encouraged my brand of footy as well.
Is it harder to play VFL football than AFL football? Now, that sounds a strange question, but given you're a key forward and you're relying on people delivering the ball to you, have you found it harder in a sense? Even, I mean, some of them you've... It's obvious you didn't know their names. Has it been harder in that sense?
Yeah, I've always believed that VFL footy's harder than AFL football. And going back and playing, it's reassured it for me. you get used to the chemistry with your midfield. You get used to, I know Scott Penderbury coming in the midfield, and he's not going to miss you. I've got bloody a 17-year-old kid coming from the VFL TOC.
Is he a left footer or a right footer?
Yeah, and that's a hard thing. And you're trying to get his attention by calling his name, and you're like, crap, buddy, kick it here, what's going on? But no, it's been good. They've had a bit of a laugh and understood where I've come from, but at the same time driven me probably just as hard, if not harder, than the senior players in the AFL. They want me to get back to playing AFL as football, but at the same time producing some good football for the Collingwood VFL side. And I think that's what we did. We beat Williamstown on the weekend, which we haven't done since we've become Collingwood VFL side on our own. So that's fantastic. It's a great little bit of history, but also for our 23 players that played on the weekend, a bit of belief going into this season and the back half of the year as well.
Trav, you mentioned just recently you had to clear your mind. Can you tell our listeners what you mean by that? And was that a challenge in itself?
Probably just listening and probably understanding what the media can do, I guess. Understanding that we can write our own story. We don't have to let someone else write it. And we don't have to accept someone else's story as well. So just forgetting what some people say. Obviously, the media's there sometimes to help, but also it can be a very negative impact on a sports person or just anyone in the media or in a public eye. So just clearing away, understanding what I've actually done and what I haven't done, and moving on from there.
Travis Cloak is with us in the Inner Sanctum on RSN 927 Sports Heaven.
So to elaborate on that, is what you're talking about is one, your form, and two, other clubs of interest that they're talking to you maybe elsewhere? Is that the frustrating element you're talking about?
I find the other club of interest pretty interesting and pretty funny. I'm still contracted at the end of the next year, so it's going to take a fair whack to move clubs realistically. I still love the footy club. Bucks is still a very close mate of mine. Nothing's changed in that 5-6 weeks that's going to make me walk out on this place. I still love it. And probably now I'm more driven than ever to prove people wrong. A lot of people have written me off, and within the footy club probably as well, and also outside, so I've got a lot to prove, and I'm looking forward to this second half of the year to, I don't know, really crack in and have a good one.
Within the own walls, you're talking about teammates have written you off, or just administrators or coaches? What do you mean by that?
I think just people within the footy club. I think the players are actually being very supportive. They normally come up to us on Monday, Tuesday morning and said, you're in this week, you're playing, what's happening? I think they're pretty keen to see me running back out there with them. But at the same time, it's all about chemistry and set up in the senior team, so if there's no room for me, I go back, compete as hard as I can in the VFL, and hopefully get that call up on a midweek and look forward to it.
Is there room for you this week?
I wouldn't have a clue. They had a very good win last week, and the seniors, couldn't imagine they're going to make too many changes. So unfortunately, our VFL side have got a bye this weekend, so I'll have to sit back and watch it if that's the case.
That's frustrating, isn't it, Trav, to a point, because you would have looked at quarter time against Williamstown, 3 goals already on the board personally. You would have been thinking, I'll fill me boots today. You finished with 4, good return. But at that stage, what was your mindset?
No, I actually hadn't even thought about the really goals. It's probably the area that I've been working on is just staying in the game. And if it comes my way to kick a goal, great, fantastic. I've been reassured that it's not about kicking goals in the VFL. It's about competing, staying involved. I can have 2 touches and no goals. And if I do those things well, they'll be happy. Obviously, as a forward, you need to kick goals, so that is a pretty important thing of being a forward. But, yeah, as long as those things are good, the club should be happy, and I think it's moving in the right direction.
What was the feedback from Nathan Buckley after the Williamstown game?
Yeah, he was quite happy. My forwards coach for the VFL is Tarkin Lockyer, and Dale Tapping is our senior VFL, and then Bucks above. So all got positive reviews, I guess, and feedback. Obviously, still areas to improve on, but I don't think anyone's played a perfect game yet, and I'm looking forward to seeing that one person play a perfect game.
Do you need a centre-half forward at Kilo this week?
He's
not doing anything.
We can make him do something.
Just in relation to the VFL difference to AFL, can you give us an insight into the gap? Is it much different?
Obviously, the speed of the game's a lot different. We try and run the same structures as the AFL side and the VFL, but it's just the cleanness, the one touch, the quick flick out. Those things are the different things, and sometimes that can be the difference between getting that half foot, half step away from your opponent that frees you up and probably makes it an uncontested mark instead of a contested mark. But at the same time, it's still very good standard of football. I've enjoyed the development of working with some of the young guys over the last few weeks through the midfield, helping them. We've had some very good senior players playing with me. Brent McCaffrey's been there the last few weeks. Jared Witts, Tyson Goldsack came back. Nath Brown played the other week. So we're building a very good culture in our VFL side, which is great. You need that to play premierships in the AFL. We've seen that with Hawthorn. They're being very successful in the VFL. So you need that. So hopefully our VFL side can do that to reassure that our AFL side's very successful. So that's the process of our squad and our development. But at the same time, I want to be back playing in the senior team, competing up there.
Time for a break. Travis Cloak is with us in the Inner Sanctum on RSN 927 Sports Heaven. It's 16 past 7. 21 past 7, RSN 927 Sports Heaven. We're in the Inner Sanctum with Collingwood star Travis Cloak. And Trav, just an interesting question about your training. Of course, you're still training with the AFL squad. Does that mean you have to do double sessions, mate, and train with the VFL as well? No wonder you're stuffed.
Yeah, you back it up normally the day before a game. You're in at, I know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you do the session with the senior group and all their meetings, and then you kind of go for lunch and come back around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon and sit down, have another meeting and another run around with the VFL boys and go over team tactics in the afternoon. So it can be a long day. But it's footy. It's pretty enjoyable and still getting a smile out of it.
What about outsourcing information from prominent key forwards of the yesteryear? Great story about Jesse Hogan and Wayne Carey on the back of the Herald Sun today. Have you looked at that alternative, even though you've got Tarkin Lockyer as your forward line coach or even Anthony Rocker at your disposal at Collingwood to lean on? Have you done anything differently to get some sort of information from outside?
I haven't probably tapped into a past AFL footballer or sporting person. Obviously, I've done a lot of work with Trev Hendy over the last few years, but of late, I've been doing work with Emma Murray, a bit of visualisation.
Emma Murray, now who's she?
Emma Murray, her son had an accident, Will, early in the year, broke his neck and his back jumping off the pier down Mornington Way down Brighton. And she was already jumped on with the club to do some work and obviously had a...
So she'd started work at the club just around that time, had you?
Yeah, literally that week that it all happened. She was meant to start then. So obviously a very traumatic time for herself and the family and Will.
Well, we spoke with Nick.
Nick, the father.
Yeah.
A very strong interview at that time. Touching.
Amazing family. The work that I've done with Emma's been fantastic, and we've probably touched in a little bit and had a chat about Will. I have a cousin is in the same situation in a chair and due to football. And I had a chat with Will yesterday and literally just had a bit of a chat about a few different things. And for a young fella who's, 14, 15, to be so upbeat about the situation, it was amazing. I was actually really...
It was only really, 4 months.
Yeah, it happened early in the year, over summer, just down there with his mates, playing around the water, and just that freak accident. If he maybe landed a little bit either way, he would have been fine and maybe broken his neck still, but not his spinal cord. And that's the risk that we do take doing anything that's fun, realistically.
So his attitude, and I noticed there's been pictures in all the news services. He was down at the club yesterday, and you, the Collingwood players, through the AFL Players Association, get the opportunity to donate to a charity, and you've donated to him, which is fantastic. But his mood, it is upbeat, is it? Which is remarkable.
Yeah, it's very remarkable for a young fella to, for to have such a traumatic and thing happen to him, and also to his family, to be able to rock up with a smile, to be able to talk about the situation, be able to move forward, was sensational. And yeah, as a playing group yesterday, yeah, we donated some money towards Will. Just to, it's not going to change the world for him, but just to help a little bit.
Yeah.
If anyone that does get stuck in these situations will understand that sometimes money can be tight, and there's always a lot of cost ongoing, not just from now. For the next 12 months, it's going to be ongoing for his whole life. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. But if he's anything like his mum, he's going to be an amazing person. She's very tough, resilient person. And what I saw from Will yesterday, I reckon he might even have his mum covered. So that's fantastic.
Fantastic indeed. You mentioned Emma, Nick's mum. Will's mum. So she's in a psychologist type motivating role, mentoring role. Is she at the club? Is that?
Yeah, it's an unusual title, I guess. I definitely wouldn't say she's a psychologist at all. She's more of a mind coach, more about picking out certain elements of life, not necessarily just sport. She works with a lot of high performance athletes, not just footballers, all across the Australia, I guess. And I really enjoyed the conversations and the sessions that I've done with her. And
what have you got out of it? What have you got out of those sessions that can help your football?
Probably just finding that balance, to stay involved always in the game, keeping your attention in the game, not drifting. If things don't go your way, not focusing on that one element of the game, always working onto something else, and just keep processing and moving along, and which I'm finding has been improving for my football, and a beneficial session. It's not necessarily getting out and running laps is always the best way. Sometimes it's sitting down and actually taking a step back to realise a few things.
The Collingwood team's been very good at AFL land the last 2 weeks. What's changed it around?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Well, yeah, obviously, like any club, you sit down and you review and you go over a few things. And there was a few things missing in our game over those probably 4 or 5 weeks previously to the last two games.
But what were they?
Probably just having a harder edge. Being harder at the footy, it's a simple thing. You learn as a kid to go hard at the footy, low at the footy, hold your tackles. And I think that's what we've done at both levels at the moment, and we're getting some pretty good results and building that nice culture.
And I reckon the extension of that, and I've been pretty scathing, and I must say I've been honest in my appraisal, what my opinion of the team was lacking, and it was trust and hardness. And I reckon they've recaptured both of those themes because they work hand in hand and they must coexist. How strong was the review? How strong were individuals within that review? Because you can be a little bit precious at times, individuals, but when it's got to be tabled, it's got to be tabled to turn the fortunes around. Is that a fair observation?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there was any individual pointed out or real rough that way, but there was some honest feedback to probably the group, and that's what we needed most. And
tough love.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes you do get a bit precious and you don't want to hurt people's feelings, but after a while, enough's enough, and you do need to go on that harder edge and not just be honest, it's not being brutal, but it's just telling them that you got to sharpen up in a few areas. And it's amazing what a few little things can do. And I guess from little things, big things grow. And I guess that's what's happening at the moment. And we're getting the process right and getting the wins, which is fantastic.
Trav, one of the comments that were made from the coaching staff when you were dropped to the VFL was that you need to put together a body of work. It looks as though that body is as well and truly started with your performance against Williamstown. Unfortunately, you've got the bye this week, but do you feel if you can put one good game together the following week that body of work will be completed?
Yeah, I guess. I've been in the VFL system now for 5 weeks, missed one with the back issue, and of those three games of the four that I have played, I've been very good. Had over 20-odd touches, averaging 6 shots on goal a game, which is not too bad for, I guess, a high forward. And I guess I'm trying to put that together at the moment. If I don't get my chance this week, yeah, I'll go back, train as hard as I can this weekend to get myself right for the following week. We'll be down the highway against Werribee. So I look forward to the challenge. I'm definitely not going to shy away from it and walk out on this club. I love the place. I've been involved here since I was 16 doing work experience at Collingwood, so I'm looking forward to the coming weeks.
One text message for you, Trav. This is from Henry. Well done, boys, talking to Clokey. Makes us humanise the experience. Good to hear his story. All the best, mate. And guess what? I'm a Carlton supporter. From Henry.
I've actually had some love from numerous teams, numerous supporters the last coming weeks. And I guess it is footy. We love our sport so much. We love our club, but at the same time, yeah, we are all human. We go through patches up and down, and it's been surprising to see the love that I have got from, I don't know, just supporters in general. Don't worry, the hate has come just as strong, if not stronger, but I guess that's life, and it's been exciting.
Mate, congratulations on your attitude. It's great to have you in and talk through it, and we wish you all the best, mate. Hopefully we'll be back sooner rather than later, hopefully this weekend against the Dogs.
Cheers, thank you very much. Look forward to it, and hopefully next time I'm sitting here, I'm playing seniors. That'll be great.
Absolutely. Travis Cloke with us on RSN 927 Sports Heaven. It's 7:30.